it's hard to imagine, you know, that they would want to do that to me. You know, if you put some animals in a cage, they might not make it for very long in that cage, you know. And I'm not a wild animal or anything, but I'm a human being. Well, you can need me. Well, I've wanted you. You can feed me. Well, I like that.
Charles Lynch operated a medical marijuana dispensary in California, in Morro Bay. He did so with the support of his mayor, his city attorney, and state law.
I don't want to be your whipping boy.
Awful if Charlie had to go to prison. Just awful. It was a very, very troubling time all through the trial because I knew that I had this terrible dilemma of reconciling two conflicting laws, and one man's life was at stake.
It's a very confusing issue. Particularly when, during the trial, you can't talk about state law or medical marijuana, yet I sit in the sentencing, and that's all they talk about.
Why don't they use the resources to go after the real criminals, not the patients?
Certainly justice is not served by putting this man in prison.
It makes me angry. It makes me sick.
Your First Amendment right to dissent from the misguided policies of your federal government. The same brilliant individuals who gave us that first also gave us the 10th. And it's the right of the people of the state of California to define what medicine they give their people. And that same government, which is completely out of control, has decided to take that from us. It's time we stop them. Now is the time not to be complacent. The iron is hot. It is time to strike. God bless you all for coming. And God bless Charlie Lynch.
God bless you.